Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present African Samurai, The True Story of Yasuke, a Legendary Black Warrior in Feudal Japan, by Thomas Lockley and Jeffrey Girard, read by Gary Furlong. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go direct to www.harpercollins.com/audio/African Samurai. That's AFRICANSAMURAI. It contains useful information, notes on the text, and more, and will be referred to throughout as The Enhancement. An orphaned blossom, returning to its bough somehow. No, a solitary butterfly. Arakida Moritake. When a lion runs and looks back, it's not that he is afraid. Rather, he is trying to see the distance he has covered. African proverb. Prelude. Yasuke de Gozaru. June 21st, 1582. Before daybreak, the Honnoji Temple already glowed brightly. Flames engulfed its roof and walls in climbing waves of gold and crimson. Scattered around the main temple, another half-dozen smaller structures crackled and sparked like festival bonfires as thick smoke spread over Kyoto. Deep within the growing fires, Lord Nobunaga and his small entourage had clustered together to fight it out. They only delayed the inevitable. They were outnumbered 100-1, surrounded by multiple lines of gunmen and archers, their only defenses burning. The gunfire had paused, and the traitor Akechi now ordered the advance of his veteran samurai from all sides into the smoke, wielding swords and spears.